about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, what are they telling us to do now? All right, doctors have to be the quote-unquote gateway for obesity tests. The gateway. Are they talking like the Red Rover? Red Rover, Red Rover, send Dahlia right over. And I'd be like running with my tongue hanging out, all googly-eyed. And then, you know when you play Red Rover? You run from one side of the line to the other side. Right? Most of us played it when we were kids. So one line goes, Red Rover, send somebody right over. Like, let's say Kyle's working the dials. Kyle. And then Kyle would have to run and try to break through your link, the human chain you made. And you don't want to go up to the big seventh graders. You want to go to where the little preschoolers are and break through their arms. And of course, they cry and they hold their arms and their arms get red, but you're all happy because you broke through the chain. All right, well, that's how I look at this. Doctors urge to be gateway for obesity tests. You know, they stifle us with everything else. And then they have the audacity to tell us what to do. Physicians should screen all adult patients for obesity during office visits and either refer obese patients to comprehensive weight management programs or offer them one, says the U.S. Preventative Task Force in new recommendations announced Monday. As far as I'm concerned, I am still fuming over the whole PSA issue. And you're not wanting us to run PSAs on patients. So don't tell me, right, how to handle my obese patients when you're castrating me with prostate cancer screening. And I'm still fuming about the whole mammogram recommendation you made with waiting till age 50. What are you doing to us? You know, and it stinks because I really respected the task force. When I was in training, like, oh, the task force recommends this, recommend that, because that's just how you train. Your boards depend on what the task force recommends, and you go by what the task force recommends, and then you're in private practice, and you see your friends get sued left and right, and you're like, I don't think the task force is really working with us doctors in the trenches. I think they're sitting there in suits, scratching their ears with their pencil erasers, waiting for it to be lunchtime when they make these recommendations, and they're not really out there in the trenches dealing with people or getting sued when they miss something. So, okay, fine. You're telling us to refer obese patients to comprehensive weight management programs. Will insurance pay for that? Well, insurance has been paid for PSAs, and we don't want insurance to pay for PSAs because it costs too much. Well, where am I supposed to send people for comprehensive weight management programs? Every time I bring up a nutritionist to my patients, they go, insurance doesn't cover it. Insurance doesn't cover Weight Watchers. Insurance doesn't pay for gym memberships. If the Obama administration was that interested in obesity, right? Why don't they cover Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, nutritionist, gym memberships at Obamacare? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare was written in the course of a weekend. They didn't have time to come up with that. I see. Now, I don't know about any of you, but my weight has fluctuated. I remember working out twice a day when I was pregnant, still gaining 60 pounds during pregnancy. And I'm going to tell you right now, if my doctor told me I was obese, right, while I was pregnant or just after giving birth, I would probably tell her a thing or two. Of course, I was going to say what I was going to say, but I can't because it's radio. But just imagine me being off air and what I would say. Now, I can't tell you how many patients I actually receive because they said their doctor approached the obesity subject, but they didn't approach it right. They said, you're too fat. Now, did the doctor actually tell the female in front of me that she was too fat? Probably not. But that's how the doctor inferred it, or that's how the patient inferred it. Maybe the doctor said she was fat. Maybe the doctor told him he has a weight issue. But either way, they're coming to my door because they think their doctor doesn't have bedside manner. So, I mean, I pose the question to you. How should your medical provider bring up weight? Now, some of my patients, they say, just give it to me straight, doctor. And I'm like, all right, you got a mass in the lung. You've been smoking for 25 years. I think it could be cancer. We got to knock it out of the ballpark. I'll give it to you straight. Right? But when it comes to weight and obesity, no. No. I mean, especially since I'm not a size 2 myself, right? Right? I think we all have issues, except for the size 2s and the size 0s. When did size 0 come? Right? Anyway, so I think there's a way to approach weight, but my recommendation to you, all right, because I think doctors are going to be a little frustrated and flustered, all right, with the way things have been going with the U.S. Task Force. And I don't think they're going to want to upset a patient or bring up a sensitive subject. How most doctors have been doing it is saying, all right, diet and exercise. Here's your blood pressure medication. Don't forget to diet and exercise. And that's because it's very easy. It's a little distant. It's not too personal. And you're not telling the patient they're fat, but that's not good enough. All right. What I like to do is I like to say, how do you feel about your weight? And has it been coming down? Are you on the upswing? Are you on the down slope? How's it going? And is there anything I could do to help? Now, that's how I bring it up. Now, yes, somebody could say, you know, Dr. Dahlia was beating down the bush. She was trying to tell me I'm obese. But I don't really sit there and go, hi, your BMI is over 30. That's too much. You got to lose weight. Because I think they'll cry. I think people are a lot more sensitive than I would be. And I need to keep that in mind. But I also don't want to ignore it. But it just, I just don't really handle the task force giving me recommendations when they're telling me to not screen for prostate cancer. Thank you for being concerned about obesity. I think that's really nice. But then put in the Affordable Health Care Act, gym coverage. All right? Make them cover gyms. Make them cover stationary bikes. Buy everybody a treadmill that they could put in their house. All right, so we're coming up on break. I want to hear from you. We are live. We are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern. I want to hear your thoughts, your questions, anything you want to talk about. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so again, somebody misuses Facebook and, of course, gets themselves fired. I love these stories. But it's interesting because it brings up waitresses and restaurants. And having been a food server myself, some definite learning points on this one. So a waitress at a California outpost of Chili's has been fired for posting an angry rant on Facebook threatening to spit in the food and the faces of poor tipping diners. The woman took to Facebook to vent her outrage after a customer racked up a check worth $138 at the restaurant, but only tipped her $5, which ends up being 3.6%. Well, maybe she deserved it. Maybe she was mean. Letting off steam, she apparently worked at Chili's in Pleasanton, wrote on her Facebook page, "Next time you tip me $5 on a $138 bill, don't even bother coming in because I'll spit on your food and then in your blanking face, you cheap blinks." All right? Now, the restaurant chain confirmed that the young woman had been violated, that the young woman had been let go for violating social media guidelines, but refused to detail which social media rules were broken or how Chili's found out. I don't know any of you employers out there, you may need social media guidelines. If you don't have guidelines for social media in your employee handbook, you may need to. And I know some of you are probably asking, well, what kind of guidelines do I come up with? What about freedom of speech? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I always thought that if you bad-mouthed your employer, you got fired. That's just the way I thought it's always been. So I don't know if this woman's going to countersue or not. But, I mean, I think if you bad-mouth the company, you obviously don't like, you know, well, she wasn't bad-mouthing the company, she was bad-mouthing the clients. But that doesn't represent the company well. Absolutely. The company insisted that the quality of food was still of utmost importance. And, let me see. All right, I don't see any more information, but I gotta tell you, all right, and I bring this up every now and then. There's a few things you guys need to do for your safety. All right, you have no idea if somebody had a bad day, and you also don't know if somebody is just plain stupid. Every now and then, for those of you listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, some of you are new, and some of you have been faithful listeners over the past 3-4 years, but some of these stories I'll rehash. Just to bring up some learning points. Like, for example, there were two children that were given margaritas, in their sippy cups, or their little kids' cups. Now, I don't know how the bartender could have messed that up. Now, some people are like, wait a second, how could that be true? The waitress usually doesn't go to the bar. She gets the kid drinks in the back. Not always. When you order juice for your child, unless they have an actual dispenser, like Minute Maid or some sort of a dispenser in the area, they may go to the bar, right? And they'll go and they got the cranberry juice, they'll get the milk, they'll get the bar sometimes will hold certain drinks. So if you think somebody is going to be dingy and accidentally give your child alcohol, always check your child's drink. All right, and then look at what happened with that McDonald's where somebody spit in the iced tea of both the mother and the daughter. So always look before you leap, look before you eat. When it comes to tipping, I get asked that. I get, Dr. Dahlia, what do we tip? Are we supposed to be tipping 20%? Are we supposed to be tipping 15%? I should probably throw this out there. Any of you listening live right now, we are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free. When it comes to tipping, I do 20%. Now, I think that's a lot of money. All right, but I don't really eat at expensive places, so it's okay. But let's say you go to a nice dinner. I mean, let's say you go to one of these places where it's steak and you order a salad and you have a couple drinks. You know, you could be close to $100 a person. There's two of you, $200. That's a $40 tip. That's a lot. That's a lot. But, you know, when I waited tables, it was 15%, then it went to 18%, 20%. Do I think most food servers deserve the 20%? No. Do I think some deserve even more? Yeah, I do, you know. But I don't think it should just be a fixed number. You know, I remember watching a Cheers episode where Carla was, you know, Carla was, you know, grumpy. For those of you not familiar with Cheers, I'm sure you are. Spinoff of Taxi. Great show. You know, Carla is probably one of the rudest waitresses. So there was a patron sitting there, and he put $5 bills out. And he said, for every time you're rude, I'm going to take a dollar bill away, and that'll be less tip for you. Well, she ends up dumping a drink on him or something, and it actually turned out to be her brother, etc. But, you know, I kind of thought that was a smart way to do it. You know, you have the tip on the table, and then you slowly start to take money away. I would actually be upset when I waited tables to see that. But I think people do take things for granted. I get very frustrated, like with birthday parties. You'll do a birthday party for your child at one of these places, these bouncy places or whatever, and you pay a certain amount, and the amount includes quote-unquote labor. But then you have to tip them after that. And it is. It's a little frustrating because you're like, but I thought I was paying for the labor. So now you got a tip on top of that. And you know, and I do, because I know what it was like. You know, I know what it was like being in their shoes and you know, not getting tipped. So any extra money you could get in this economy, I think is nice. But I got to tell you, it's tough. You know, and now, you know, what do you do? Will food service get back at you? Absolutely. Remember, a lot of people aren't taking their antidepressants. A lot of people aren't going to their therapy sessions. So I'm seeing a grumpier, more anxious, more mean group of people. Now, maybe it's because I just drove back from Los Angeles. And boy, were people cutting me off and giving me the finger. I mean, just very rude. Now, I was born in L.A. And I mean, I can handle it. I'm not going to cry about it. But, you know, gosh, I miss when I was living in Reno, Nevada, where people would, even if they were on a 55-mile-an-hour lane, slow down to let you in. I kind of miss the smaller city. But people are grumpy. And you have to expect that somebody there is going to have an attitude. Do I send food back? Rarely. Because I remember what the chefs, what the cooks would do. I remember what they'd say. I remember what they do, and I'm scared. I don't trust a lot of restaurant decorum. Now, what you do is you call the manager, and you give the food to the manager to take back. Then, hopefully, the manager can make sure somebody's not unzipping their pants or doing some of the horrible things that I had witnessed waiting tables, you know, but always if you're happy with a waitress, put that compliment in. You know, I always will compliment. Like sometimes a manager, a good restaurant, a manager will come by and ask, you know, how is everything? And I usually say everything's fine except the management. No, all right. No, and usually I will compliment the staff person up one side and down the other. Now, I'll also look around and see if they were looking, and I'll give them a thumbs up, like I just totally got you a raise. You might as well. If they stink, do I ever say anything? No. No, I just don't go back to the restaurant. And I know it shouldn't be that way, but again, I'm just so afraid of something happening to what movie was that? Night Shift? Where Michael Keaton wanted to complain about the food? And Henry Winkler said, don't do it because they'll spit in the food. It's true. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But be very careful with your tips. Remember to put the dollar sign very, very close to the number. So let's say you're tipping $5. All right. I've seen waiters put a 1 in front of the 5, so it looks like 15. And many of you do not look at your credit card statements. So if you're paying by credit card, you think the $5 tip is enough, and they add a 1, and then they also mess with the total, you just got screwed. So hug that number with your dollar sign. Very important. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, that is another thing you could do. You could try to be friends with your food server on Facebook and then read what they write. But listen, people, there's no privacy. Yeah, and why do people rant on Facebook? I was really mad at somebody, and I wanted to go on Facebook and complain about it. Maybe it's because you think you're safe because you're in your house and you could write. You know, anytime I was mad at my husband, I'd write him a note. You know, when I get mad, because when I speak, I'll cry when I'm mad. So, you know, I'll write a note. But I don't understand why people do that, because then everybody sees you have your fit, and then they think you're probably unstable. I think it's okay to have a fit, but I don't think you should do it publicly, especially when a boss could find out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and super male and femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So did you guys hear about this? Loretta Robinson of South Carolina lost her son, was told that her son was killed by a drunk driver. Not long, though, after the accident, she was issued a bill for the cost of cleaning up her son's blood on the road. This is horrible. A coroner last June called the mom, told her that her eldest son, Justin Walker, died when his car was struck by a drunk driver on White Horse Road in Greenville, South Carolina. All right. And every mother's worst nightmare. All right. The driver, Anna Gonzalez, tearfully entered a guilty plea for causing the fatal accident. All right. Now, you would think the one who killed the son should be the one that pays. The grieving mother then showed the judge the many bills she has had to pay in connection with the accident scene, even though her son was not at fault. She had to pay for the vehicle to be towed, the vehicle removed, clean up, right? And the bill that stung the most was the $50 to have the street washed. That is horrible. Just horrible. Now, the State Office of Victims Assistance has provided Robinson with some money, but it mainly covers funeral, medical, and counseling expenses. She does not expect to get a dime from Gonzalez, who has been sentenced to 17 years in prison. Gonzalez was an illegal immigrant that has lived in the U.S. for 12 years. She has never obtained a South Carolina's driver's license. Now, I understand things need to be paid for. I had no idea they actually billed the family. I guess somebody has to pay the bill, but this is horrible. This is where a system has to be in place. Can you imagine going through that? And then, I mean, bills should not be going to the mother, should not be going to the family. And then what are they going to do? Are they going to press, send them to collections, do collection fees? I mean, that it should probably be taken care of by whoever was at fault for the accident. But most of the time, it isn't. Now, I've been in multiple car accidents where it was car hitting car. And there would be glass on the road. I don't think I ever received a bill for somebody to have to pick up or clean up the glass. Now, why is that? Was it taken care of in the past? And now, because we're in such a recession and these states are cash strapped, they're starting to bill people? I don't know. I mean, Stockton, California supposedly is ready for bankruptcy. I mean, these cities are going bankrupt. Detroit, on the verge of bankruptcy. So, I mean, if this is what's happening where your child gets killed in a drunk driving accident, God forbid, and then the state is going to bill you for the cleanup, that's horrible. I always thought the state took care of it. But, you know, this may be a recurring theme that we see. We think something is being taken care of by the state and our taxpaying dollars, and we find out it isn't. You know, maybe that's something we all need to take a class in, is where does our taxpaying dollars go? I think one of the problems we have in this country is many of us are really uneducated on the issues that we're voting on. You know, like they'll take out of context a bill saying, okay, well, this pays for X, Y, and Z. We want our dollars to go for X, Y, and Z. All right, oh, that sounds good. Absolutely. I love X, Y, and Z. I think the city needs X, Y, and Z. I am going to support this. I'm going to rally behind it. I'm going to do walks. But it's a very uneducated position sometimes if you don't realize where the money was taken from or what we're actually spending money on. Now, that would necessitate full disclosure by city government, and I don't know if they're going to want to do that. I don't know if they're going to want to show us what they pay for toilet paper and Dixie cups. What was that? There was that in New Jersey where there was a town in New Jersey where there wasn't going to be any toilet paper because the budget wasn't approved, so nobody was going to be able to spend money? You know, I don't think the majority of us know where our taxpaying dollars go and what it does. And, you know, some of you may say it's a waste of time, Dr. Dahlia, because many people will say, I don't want my taxpaying dollars going to this. I don't want my taxpaying dollars going. I don't get into a car accident. Why would I want my taxpaying dollars to clean up a mess from a drunk driver? Because God forbid that could be you. You know, maybe that's why ignorance is bliss. Maybe they don't want us knowing. But it turns out, if they're sending a grieving mother bills, it sounds like whatever her taxpaying dollars used to go to ain't going to that anymore. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what's going on here? Looks like two young girls were burned during, sunburned during, I think it was, field day. Yeah, is that the day where you go out there and you do tug of war and you compete in Olympic style races and you mess up in front of everybody, and while everyone goes home with a blue ribbon or a red ribbon, you go home with a pale pink ribbon because you were in 12th place? Yeah, field day. I know that one. Fair-skinned Violet Michener and her 9-year-old sister Zoe were apparently, quote-unquote, seared from head to toe after spending an afternoon in the sun during field day in Tacoma, Washington. Their mother had not put cream or sunscreen on the girls in the morning because of a rain forecast. Well, Washington, although isn't Tacoma more in the east? But still, rain forecast. By the way, that teaches you a lesson. It doesn't matter if it's cloudy outside, you still use sun protection. Anyway, I guess the teacher did not apply sunscreen, and these kids were pretty well burned. But it wasn't just the teacher not applying it. Apparently, in California, all right, wait a second. Public schools in all states except California are not allowed to apply the cream or carry the product to school because it's deemed a prescription medication. I had no idea. I thought it's because they didn't want a teacher rubbing anything on the child. Like, for example, we've talked about this with your, like I have two boys. And now they, I mean, I remember even my brother, when they get out of the pool, right, the bathing suit always slips and you see part of their tushy. And I always tell moms it's very important to get sunscreen on that top part. Now, my kids are old enough where I tell them, go and put sunscreen. But when I used to put sunscreen on their back, you need to go a little bit below the belt line. Okay? We're not talking Sandusky stuff. We're just talking you got to make sure, you just like with the shirt, you don't just put the sunscreen right up to the cuff. You got to go, you know, a little bit more into the bicep, maybe almost to the shoulder. That's just what you do. And so I thought the reason why public schools banned it is they didn't want another adult rubbing anything on the child. That way. Apparently, the girl said they were forced to watch one teacher put on her own sunscreen and then explain to the burning students that this was just for her when they asked her for some. So the mother claims that one of her daughter actually has albinism, which is a skin condition where you lack the melanin pigment. And you have very easy burning. So I guess one of the girls started to blister. I mean, this is just another example of what the heck are our educators doing. Receiving a call from the director of elementary education at Tacoma Public Schools last week, the director informed her of a new law passed allowing districts to decide for themselves what's allowed and what's not. I think you should, because somebody making these laws are idiots. Now, on the flip side, what if you disagree with the chemicals in a certain sunscreen and you don't want a teacher willy-nilly putting something on your child? I think you have a right. But then there should be some sort of a procedure where you could request or you could deny. And, I mean, the mom isn't the brightest if she didn't put sunscreen on her children before they left if it was field day. All right? I don't think I've ever seen a field day where it rained. Field day, you're out there in the sun and you sweat. That's just what happens with field day. And you come home with a pale pink. I think I once had a white ribbon. What was the white ribbon? Like 14th place? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. A big thanks to all of you for tuning in and listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And we have a Droid app. For any of you that missed the Dr. Dahlia Show because it doesn't air when you can listen to it in your city, you can now listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on a free app for Droid. All right? You know, one of the things I like to put up on Facebook is something with some interesting pictures. And there was a real cool article from Mail Online where it had the pictures of some of our first ladies, like Martha Washington, and actually had some interesting trivia about him. And I love history, and I love looking at these women and, you know, trying to determine, you know, were they shy? Were they coy? Were they, rambunctious? You know, what was going on? And some of them, it's interesting. They look older for what, you know, they are. But anyway, like Martha Washington, many of us know her history. She was widowed, right? I think at age 25 from her first husband, was left to raise four children. She marries George Washington, comes into great wealth, and it's history ever since. Abigail Adams was remembered for the many letters she wrote to her husband, who sought her advice on matters of government and politics during the American Revolutionary War. John Adams asked for her advice. Pretty cool. Martha Jefferson, wife of Thomas Jefferson, had died several months after the birth of her last child at the ripe age, young age of 33. Now, Dolly Madison was notable for her social gifts and helped to find the role of First Lady. Her social gatherings made her husband, James Madison, more popular as president. All right. And I mean, I won't go through all of them, but pretty interesting stuff. Pretty cool pictures. I definitely welcome you to go to the site. Now, James Polk's wife, Sarah Polk, looks a little scary. She looks a little upset. Apparently played an active role in his political career, was a devout Presbyterian who banned dancing and hard liquor at official receptions. All right. But she doesn't look very, very happy. Now, Mary Lincoln, beautiful picture of her. All right. And she's one that witnessed her husband's assassination, of course. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting history. I recommend you go and look at that. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Medical news today. They say those young women who went through in vitro fertilization may have a higher risk of developing breast cancer compared to women who opt for other type of fertility treatments. This according to an Australian study. They said women who started taking fertility drugs around their 24th birthday, going through IVF, in vitro fertilization, had a 56% greater chance of developing breast cancer compared to those in the same age group who went through fertility treatments without IVF. But there's no increased risk for those who started these treatments after age 40. For younger women, there must be some cause of concern. Maybe it's some of the medications that help stimulate the ovaries into ovulating. I'm not sure. But researchers looked at information on 21,000 women between the ages of 20 and 40 who went through fertility treatment in hospitals in Western Australia. And let me go through the statistics really quickly. Roughly 1.7% of these women who only used fertility drugs without IVF ended up developing breast cancer by the end of the study, as opposed to 2% who did use the fertility drugs. I don't know. I don't want people to panic. You know, I mean, I haven't seen any of my patients who had undergone IVF have breast cancer. I'm still seeing the incidence 1 in 8 women. We aren't seeing that much incidence in terms of breast cancer with IVF, but it's definitely something to kind of watch out for and keep in mind. All right, Prozac for our pets. Apparently, 8 in 10 dogs suffer mood disorders. Did you know that? They think that Prozac-style drugs or antidepressants could actually help 80% of Britain's 8 million dogs. We don't know if they're going to medicate American dogs with these. But in Great Britain, they are right now realizing that if 80% of dogs suffer from behavioral conditions, including obsessive-compulsive disorder, maybe you could avoid some of their anorexia, their depression, their self-mutilation, and sleeping problems. Do your pets have any of that? I got 2 dogs and 3 cats. And the girl cats are a little obsessive about their potty box and making sure there's no smell, but good. All right, let sleeping dogs lie. Why would I mess with that one? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? The dogs, you know, sometimes they're a little stupid, but that's it. I mean, they seem happy-go-lucky. I don't really see a psychiatric disorder. I don't know if I believe that. They also say that household pets such as rabbits, cats, parrots also suffer from behavior problems. They said you have to be careful labeling pets with such conditions because it could offer excuses for bad ownership. Oh, so they think that the dogs could be beat. Hyperactivity was the most prevalent problem among dogs. 60% of animals suffer from hyperactivity. Hyperactivity. Isn't it the dog? My dogs are hyper. I'm not going to diagnose them with ADD or hyperactivity disorder. That's just the way they are. They're hyper. Just like some kids. You're going to have some kids who are hyper. That's just the way they are. You're going to have some people that are talkative. You're going to have some people that are very clean. Why do we always have to diagnose everything? Apparently obsessive compulsive. What did the dogs do? Oh, tail chasing and excessive paw licking. Let them lick their paws. Let them be clean. A further 30% of animals were found to have phobias or fears. What, like elevators? Fears of spiders? Now, that would stink. You get a cat to kill any household spider, and the cat is arachnophobic. That would probably be a doozy. The scientists who conducted the study obviously had nothing better to do, claimed that millions of dogs were suffering from psychological conditions. Dr. Claire Corridon collected responses from more than 1,300 dog owners. Well, you don't ask the dog owner. The dog owners will always say their dog is crazy, their dog is this, their dog is that. I really don't see why we have to start medicating our dogs with Prozac. Now, I can understand a dog being depressed because he lost one of the pups. I could get that. That's understandable. Medicate the dog. I get that. But for obsessive compulsive, you know, these Prozac, these medications, not only do you use it for obsessive compulsive disorder, you also use it for insomnia, premature ejaculation. There's a variety of things. And I'm going to tell you something right now. They may be able to market it to pet owners, but aren't we, having a looming drug shortage? Aren't they rationing things over there in Europe? Aren't they having issues with medications in Greece? Right? And isn't America on its way to having some similar issues? So if I were you, I would maybe stockpile the Prozac, because if the Affordable Health Care Act doesn't get thrown out and more people are upset about what's going on with Obamacare, they're probably going to want the Prozac and not their cat and dog. And maybe the dog is depressed because nobody's walking the dog. Maybe nobody's taking the dog outside. Maybe nobody's feeding the dog or showing the dog love. They just leave him somewhere outside or leave him in a room and say, dog, leave me alone. Maybe that's depressing the dog. Maybe when you tell the dog that you'd rather they be a cat. I don't know. Just a thought. All right. Pets on Prozac. Next, I'm going to say have pet therapy. I don't know. Anyway, guys, we had a great show tonight. I urge you to listen to the On Demand or download the Droid app so you get some of the older, previous hours that we did today. Great stuff. We talked about the Immigration Act as well as the pending Supreme Court decision that hopefully comes Thursday. You all be safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.